The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here's today's host, Dan Ruzanowski.
Welcome to St. Paul, Minnesota, in the state of hockey. That's what they like to call Minnesota here. I'm Dan Ruzanowski, and we've got Jamal Mayers joining us as a special guest today. As Drew Remender, following the Hockey Hall of Fame ceremonies, decided to fly off to Saskatoon to see family. Since this is a Sharks Audio Network sync-up game to the national television feed, those guys aren't working, so they got a couple days off.
Yeah, that's good timing for them, and excited for us to be working together again, and should be a good match.
Well, good times for the Sharks right now. They've really been very solid in all three zones of the rink. Here's the question, though. With this young team and everything going on, how do you keep that up?
Well, that's the challenge for the coaching staff. Certainly, Ryan talked about it this morning, is, you know, the group has to stay consistent in what they want to do defensively, and there seems to be a lot more continuity within the lines, within the expectations of what they're trying to accomplish defensively, particularly when you're doing like a swarm type of defense. Everyone needs to be on the same page, and when that happens, you can spend a little bit of time in your defensive zone and get out quickly, and it's something they worked on again this morning, and they discussed at length that being on the same page defensively has really helped them.
When you talk about a swarm defense for our listeners, can you explain what that is and how it's different from, say, playing in zones?
Yeah, so essentially what you want to do is, the forwards are positionless in a sense, so it's the first forward back is connected to the D that's closest to the puck, so the D or the first forward back want to get a stop along the boards. And then basically everybody comes over to help support. What you're doing is you're outnumbering them in the hopes that you have, if they have two, you have three. If they have three, you literally have four on one side of the ice, and you're outnumbering them essentially and getting a stop. The crucial part is to get a pin and get a stop, and then you have to use each other. It's the good thing about it is the outlets are 3 or 4 feet, 5 feet, 6 feet at most to get the bump, to get it out. So when it works extremely well, and it's been working well for the Sharks as of late.
Of course, the risk is if it doesn't work, you got guys that are wide open for the other team that are kind of separated, although there is a tendency for them to all kind of rush in there too, isn't there?
Yeah, I think that the only way that they can break it is if they change sides. So if they get it and then rim it to the other side, that breaks the swarm. So that's likely something they've discussed and went over on video as well. So you're not going to surprise Ryan. He has a really keen handle on what his group is supposed to be doing. And he also spoke about how smart of a hockey person Ryan Reeves is, and understanding when the team isn't doing what it needs to do defensively. He's one of the most vocal guys on the bench that helps identify when guys are not doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Could that be why that line combination, which has been, you know, Gaudette in the middle, Barkley Goodrow on the left, and Revo on the right, maybe the most consistent in many respects that the Sharks have had most of the year?
Yeah, I think that the structure that they played with, they play a simple game. They want to get in and get after it. I think defensively, they're all three hard on pucks. I think when you have that familiarity with each other, I think it helps staying on the same page. I think that their focus is to play good defense, not get scored on, and provide energy. And I think that playing consistent in that regard has helped their group have success. It allows Ryan to trust them in all situations, and it's allowed the group to capture or recapture momentum as the game goes along.
One of the interesting things about this six-game streak in which the team has picked up points is they haven't had to have their full lineup for all of it. William Eklund's coming back tonight, and he's such a valuable player. But the Sharks proved that they could win games without him. They also proved they could win with different goaltenders. They're getting great goaltending right now from both Nedeljkovic, who plays tonight, and Askarov, who played the last game. But and the guys in front of them, depending on who you're putting out defensively, it doesn't seem to matter. Why? What's the key to all of that continuity?
Well, I think there's a familiarity with who they're playing with. That certainly helps, and I think Ryan spoke to that. I think having that second line with Wennberg and Eklund and Kurashev has been playing unbelievable. I think that line has really helped this group. So technically they're the shutdown line, if you will, but they're playing in the offensive zone. So, and Ryan talked about that as well this morning, that that's the good thing about that line, is that they're not just defending, they're playing offense, which is forcing the other team's better players to defend.
Which is another benefit, because when it comes time for Ty Dellandrea's line to come onto the ice, I don't want to say they have a break, but they have an opportunity to have more success just because of what the other team has to throw against the Wennberg line.
Yeah, obviously it's going to be a challenge because Ryan's not going to have last change. And I think that, you know, obviously the Wild will have the decision on what they want to do, and it'll be John Hines' decision on what matchup he wants to favor, having the last change. So I don't know. I don't think that Ryan's stuck to hard matchups. I haven't seen that yet from him. So I think he's comfortable playing one of those first two lines against their top lines. And that also is, again, another compliment to Celebrini, the elevation of Will Smith's game defensively, and the confidence and trust he has in Wennberg's line.
Defensively, what's interesting today is that Shakir Mukhamudulin is back in, and he sat out the last game, not because he was playing poorly, but because of numbers. Sam Dickinson gets another chance. So you've got two young defensemen in there, and out of the lineup is Tim Liljegren. So that means Mukhamudulin, a left shot, is going to play on the right side of the D with Orlov. And they played together during training camp a little bit. They've got good communication. Obviously, there's no language barrier there. But what do you make of the D pairs and how they're going to work today?
Yeah, I think that Mukhamudulin's taken a massive step forward. I think the tendency sometimes is we see a big body, 6'5", and we want him to be ultra physical. I don't think that's his game. I think he defends with his legs, he defends with his stick, makes an unbelievable first pass, very, very smart, comfortable on his offside, can, you know, make plays with his backhand. I think he's taking strides forward. I'm really impressed with his passing ability, his ability to look past the first layer and see down the ice has been really good. And I think that if as a forward, I love defense like that, because you can get behind their D, he's going to find you.
One thing, too, is that the forwards have done a good job in tracking back to give defensemen support. They can step up at the blue line. They can make plays there. And then that first pass you're talking about, the forwards are providing a target for the defenseman to hit.
Absolutely. And I think that we talked about it is the continuity that they're having as a group defending has fed into their offensive game. They're spending less time in the defensive zone. They're coming out cleaner. There's more predictability in how they want to play as a line and as a team, and they have a formula for success. And I think that that's the key, is that it's now being led by the players. It's not just Ryan and his staff trying to get the group to play the right way. They have the formula, and it's their job to go out and execute.
Jamal Mayers is with us on the Sharks morning skate as Drew has the day off. Well, I would suppose that Minnesota would be as motivated for this game as any other right now because of what happened the last time that we were here just a short time ago. The Sharks had three guys on the ice, all from Sweden, by the way, in overtime. They couldn't get off the ice. Finally, William Eklund gambles and gets off, and Macklin Celebrini comes on and scores one of the most dramatic overtime goals you could ever imagine. That was a really dramatic step forward for the Sharks at the time, and since then they've blossomed even further. But what about Minnesota and what they're thinking? Because they've got a guy playing in his 1,000th game tonight, Marcus Johansson. They've got Matt Zuccarello back in, and he's a real thorn in the Sharks' side, and so much more. This is a tough team tonight.
It really is. They have a tremendous amount of skill, obviously. Kaprizov is their star and their guy that you noticed in the last game with Zuccarello, the chemistry that they formed. I think Zuccarello is a huge piece that probably doesn't get talked enough about. I think it's probably one of the reasons why they struggled out of the gate. He wasn't in there. Another player to keep an eye on for me is Matt Boldy, who's a big guy who can certainly shoot the puck, is really, really smart, has a keen idea for how to get to the net, use his big body and can really can score from distance. Not many guys can do that, and he's one of them.
It's going to be a great game tonight. And remember, this is one of these games where we encourage you to sync up our Sharks Audio Network broadcast with the national television feed. You can do that with your DVR. We're on the air at 4:30 Pacific time on the Sharks Audio Network. Jamal will be with me on the call, and we look forward to it. Until then, that's the Morning Skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.